Before 2020, we used to conduct crow shooting operations as part of our efforts to manage the crow population in Singapore. Unfortunately, there were a few incidents where pellets struck nearby buildings due to human errors, including non-compliance with safety protocols by the auxiliary police officers. Enforcement actions were taken against the officers involved, and the practice was subsequently discontinued in 2020. Since then, NParks has been working with other agencies to manage the crow population through various measures. These include trapping and removing crows, removal of crow nests, and stepping up efforts to reduce human sources of food. However, these measures on their own have not been adequate to keep the crow population under control. In 2025 alone, the Municipal Services Office received about 15,000 crow-related feedback, three times more than in 2020. Reports of crow-related attacks have also increased by fourfold over the same period to more than 2,000 cases. If the crow population continues to grow, it will affect the safety of our residents as there will be more and more crow-related attacks. We should not wait for this to happen before we take action. I've therefore asked NParks to bring back crow shooting as one of the measures to reduce the crow population in Singapore. Following discussions with the Ministry of Home Affairs and the Singapore Police Force, I'm glad to inform everyone that NParks will resume crow shooting operations from the second half of March 2026. As shotguns will be used, the operations do carry some risks. We will carefully manage the risks with enhanced safety measures. Shooters will go through training and are required to adhere to strict safety controls. This includes ensuring that the trajectory of the shotgun pellets is directed upwards at all times, which means a shooter must shoot upwards, as well as cordoning off the shooting zone with clear signage and providing sufficient safety personnel to prevent unauthorized access during the shooting operations. Together with the other ongoing measures such as trapping and nest removal, I hope that the resumption of shooting can help to bring down the crow population in different parts of Singapore and provide a safer environment for all residents.